This is a supplement to class number one, entitled The Language of the Unconscious. In our inner world of thoughts and feelings, there are many hidden treasures. And these treasures reside in our unconscious. The unconscious is the part of our psyche that does not easily enter our conscious awareness. It's the part of ourselves we are not usually aware of. Our memories are stored there, both positive and negative, as well as all of the impressions we have experienced in our life. In this course, Finding Healing Within, we want to enter gently into this inner world so that we can open ourselves more fully to the innate healing intelligence that lives within us. In order to explore this inner world, we need to understand its language. The unconscious speaks in the language of image and symbol. We learned this language before we could talk because we thought in pictures before we ever thought in words. The picture or image enables us to perceive something directly, and that picture or image can convey instantaneously feelings and observations that would take too many words to describe. Imagery, or imaginative thinking, is non-rational, not irrational, because it penetrates deeper than our rational mind. By non-rational, I mean that it doesn't draw upon the logical part of the brain, but it does make sense in amazing ways. And it is usually associated with the right side of our brain that is intuitive, imaginative, and creative, rather than the left side of our brain that is logical, rational, and linear. I can remember working with men in prison. I worked with women also, but I was often struck by the men who were very much in their heads. Usually they were very intelligent, highly rational, and very defended by their minds. They could talk around anything, and they could talk circles around me if they wanted to. And when we would work with imagery, they would be totally blown away, because the imagery would bypass their conscious defenses and access their true feelings. It would get at the truth of their experiences in ways their mind, their rational mind, could not. So if we wish to establish a closer communication with our inner depths, we need to be open to the language of imagery. Guided imagery, or guided imagination, is perhaps one of the most powerful ways to listen to what our inner self wants to tell us. When we are guided to use our imaginations, we are encouraged to image a scene or a memory. And what follows is pretty amazing. We spontaneously experience different images that come from our inner experience. We may visualize something. We may sense it. We may feel it. We may hear it. Or we may imagine ourselves touching it. Many people have convinced themselves that they cannot do guided imagery because they do not see anything. And they have been told that they have to get a clear visual picture. But guided imagery is not limited to viewing inner pictures. In fact, only about half the people who image are able to even see clear mental pictures. 4 out of 10 see faint pictures that can be improved through practice, and 1 out of 10 people image through kinesthetic, auditory, or olfactory modes and do not have an accompanying picture. When they imagine, they experience a body sensation, they hear something with their mind, or they smell something. Because we each image differently, it's important that we do not compare ourselves to anyone else. There is no one right way to image. There is no one right way to access the unconscious. So let's try an experiment. Just take a moment to close your eyes. And I want you to imagine a flower. It can be any flower. And if there is more than one flower that comes to mind, then simply focus on one of the flowers. What do you notice about this flower? Is it open or closed? What color is it? And what do you see or sense or feel about this particular flower? How does it smell? And how do the petals feel when you touch them? Now pretend to imagine that this flower can speak to you. It may communicate thoughts telepathically, or you may imagine that it's actually talking. What is the message that this flower has for you that you need to hear in your life right now? So you can open your eyes now And hopefully you weren't driving when you were doing this. What did you experience? Were you able to see the flower? Were you able to intuit it or sense it in some way? Were you able to smell the flower or touch it? Could you hear the flower speak to you or communicate to you? Were you surprised by the message? This should give you a better idea of how you image so that you can trust your unique way of listening to your own unconscious. Now, you may believe that you were making up this particular image and that it's not real. Actually, you were retrieving this image from deep within you. It's important to understand that your mind takes over 100,000 holographic pictures an hour. By holographic, it means more than one dimension. It takes it all in. And none of these pictures are ever lost. You have billions of memory images as a result of your personal life experiences. And why is it then that your unconscious brought to you that particular image out of the billions you could have received? Why did your inner world present you with that particular flower out of the hundreds you have seen in your life? The wisdom of your inner psyche chose a few of those images in response to your concern or focus. And it's your intention that determines what you receive from the vast storehouse of your unconscious mind. You did not create the imagery. It was already alive and well within you. You simply became aware of it and began to listen to what was said at a deeper level of your being. In order to be more open to the messages from your inner self, you need to suspend judgment. Often your critical mind will come into play and negate the power and insight that the imagery may provide. The phrase pretend to imagine can help because your rational mind has a hard time believing in a truth that isn't logically proven. For example, flowers are not supposed to talk, right? But you can temporarily convince your mind that you are just pretending when you are actually bypassing your rational mind to discover a deeper truth. And during the meditations, you will often be asked to pretend to imagine. For example, pretend to imagine what you see, or sense, or feel. This encourages you to image fully without limiting the experience to seeing pictures. As you begin to listen to the language of imagery, you are accessing valuable psychic energy. And in order to use this energy so that it brings healing into your life, you need to ground and express the images. You can do this by applying the experience or insight from the imagery to your daily life. Carl Jung used to speak of pledging an image your loyalty. For the smallest application of an image to your life can go a long way and allow many positive changes to take place. So if you received a message from that flower or an impression, ask yourself, what can you do to remember it during your day? Or what can you do to concretely apply it to your life? Guided imagery will be the tool we use to help us access our deepest self and our buried treasures. And when we take time to become relaxed and quiet, we can listen more clearly to the message of our inner images. We will also be able to connect with the healing presence within our psyche that can restore us to wholeness. This presence will provide us with wisdom and loving, healing support, and will speak to us through symbols and images that are unique to us. The guided imagery in Finding Healing Within will teach us how to love and cooperate with this inner presence and with all that we find within us in order to open to our own inner healing.